Our Centralia Locker Room Chats here continue on 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Now here we're on our Boys Locker Room Chat with Head Coach Nick Evans of the Centralia Boys. Locker Room Chat has been provided by Blue Vine Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, Coach, it's been a couple of games since the last time we spoke. You've taken on the Axtell Eagles and the Lynn Bulldogs, taking a loss in both those games. You have two more games here in the regular season, Substate seating also figured out as well. We'll talk about that one here coming up soon. But again, Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
The Lynn game, we didn't play very good. That's just the truth behind it. And Lynn played well, and they played harder than we did. And we didn't play good, and we didn't play smart. So that's kind of been the up and down that we've had all year. Still trying to get them to not be so up and down. And I thought last night against Axtell, I thought, you know, Axtell is a really good team, and I thought we just competed harder and played more together and played smarter. We didn't look as tired. I said in this time of year, everybody's tired. So you can't use that as your excuse. You have to show up every game. I thought they did a good job yesterday against Axtell, but you got to play that hard all the time, and that's what we're trying to get to.
Real quick, before we talk about Substate, let's talk about here finishing out the regular season, 10-11 overall, 6-3 in the Twin Valley League. You have a Muncie here on Thursday, a non-league opponent, and then you'll host your final home game of the season here on Friday against Blue Valley Randolph. How do you finish out the regular season strong here with two more games left on your schedule?
They're two of the similar teams, Muncie and Blue Valley. They both got, I know Muncie's got a really good score, number two, and then Blue Valley's got kind of the same kind of scores. I mean, he's not as efficient as the Muncie kid, but they're similar in size and build and quickness, and so they'll present problems. But it's kind of nice that you can kind of use these somewhat as, I mean, because your Substate's already planted as far as what you're doing in Substate, and so you can kind of use these two games as kind of not necessarily, I mean, you want to win, obviously, but it's good competition to go into Substate, playing teams like Wabunsee and Blue Valley, who are two good teams.
Now, of course, you've already played Frankfort once already this season. That was not long ago, just last week. You won against Frankfort 67-54, but now you're going to retake on Frankfort the first round of Substate on next Monday. You'll be on the road for that matchup. What are some keys here to winning this year's first round Substate game to progress in the tournament?
Obviously, you got to try to slow down Wes Anderson, and that's a big job because he's very productive. He doesn't need a lot of room. He can hit every shot. He can take it to the rim. He can pull up a 15-footer. He can come off of a quick three if you give him any space. He's pretty automatic. And then the RoQuest kid is coming along really well. Towards the end of the year, he's just so strong inside, and he posts up as good as anybody in this league. And then he's got good footwork around the basket, and he's got great hands too. So those two kids, I mean, they present problems, and then you got the other guys that kind of, they play their roles really well. So it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach Nick Evans for the Centralia Boys. This Locker Room Chat has been provided by Blue Valley Technologies, Emmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Upcoming Centralia with Muncie and Blue Valley Randolph Thursday and Friday this week, and then they'll start Substate play on Monday against the Frankfort Wildcats.